Welcome to the Vital Dawn podcast for Wednesday, January 24th. U.S. equity futures are extending their gains. So you have S&P futures up 20 points. That's 40 basis points. You have NASDAQ futures up 120 points. That is 70 basis points. And then Dow futures are lagging up just about 46 points, which is 12 basis points. In Europe, you're looking at the major indices up about 85 to 140 basis points. Very strong outperformance in Europe in basic resources. So your major mining stocks, they're up 2%. Tech is exploding higher in Europe. It's up about 3.5%. And then real estate is also trading very well, up about 2%. You aren't really seeing any major subgroups in Europe suffering outright losses, but some of your traditional safer havens are lagging, including telecom, healthcare, and staples. And then in Asia, you saw another big rally in Hong Kong, mainland China. So the Hang Seng spiked 3.5%. The Shanghai comp rallied about 1.8%, and Japan underperformed. Nikkei fell 80 basis points. And remember, Japan has been a major beneficiary of the implosion in Chinese equities just as far as a funds flow perspective. So to the extent you do see this rally in Hong Kong and mainland China continue, it is likely going to start causing funds to reverse a bit out of Japan. So looking at the news items for this morning, in China, there's a lot of skepticism about the ability of this rally to continue for more than just a couple of sessions. And I think all of that skepticism is very justified. I will continue to note, though, that the technical setup in China as far as positioning and sentiment is extremely favorable. You did get the PBOC come out and cut the bank RRR ratio, so the reserve requirement ratio, by 50 basis points. Not a terribly dramatic step, but certainly not negative. And then the PBOC also suggested that they could take further steps over the course of the year. And they attributed that to a likely easing in Fed policy. Remember, the discrepancy in policy between the Fed and the PBOC has been an impediment for China to act because of the risk of further weakness in the yuan. So to the extent you do see the Fed move forward with easing this year, that will then create flexibility for China to also ease further. So they took a first step this morning. We'll have to see how it all plays out. Again, I think the bigger news or the bigger factor for China is just more that technical setup is extremely favorable to help provide fuel for this move higher. Elsewhere on the macro front, you got flash PMIs. Nothing really stood out as being particularly dramatic. India and Japan were strong. Europe was mixed. You had manufacturing tick higher, but still well below 50. And then services ticked down modestly. On the earnings front, so big positive news in tech. Netflix last night, I have details in the piece, so take a look at it, but very strong across the board. That stocks up 10% in pre-market trading. In Europe, ASML had earnings this morning. The bookings number was off the charts strong. The actual income statement guidance for the March quarter was actually a tiny bit light, and then the revenue forecast for 2024 was just in line. They're calling for flat sales, but that bookings number in the December quarter was huge. SAP last night had earnings out, but more importantly, announced a big restructuring step, and they raised their long-term guidance because of that. That stock is rallying as well. Siemens Energy and EasyJet also up on earnings in Europe. So big move higher in tech. You did have negative results out of Texas Instruments for their March quarter guidance, which fell short. There's a bifurcation happening in semiconductors whereby industrial and auto end markets are undergoing an inventory correction. That's hurting Texas Instruments. It's hurt some of its peers. So Microchip and Mobileye in the last couple of weeks have had negative updates out as well. On the flip side, though, you're seeing continued strength in AI, plus a rebound in wireless smartphones, and then also in PCs. Other earnings highlights, Puma on the downside in Europe had a negative update, so that stock is getting hit. Those are a lot of the major highlights as far as news flow is concerned. You know, I think the outcome in New Hampshire was very much as expected. Trump won pretty decisively. Perhaps not nearly as dramatically as Iowa, but you know, it's very difficult to see a path for anyone other than Trump to become the GOP nominee. And I doubt this goes past South Carolina, if it even gets to South Carolina. Looking at today's calendar, so you're going to get the US flash PMIs out in the morning and then another busy session of earnings. So the big names before the open, AT&T and then ELV. Remember, ELV will be watched closely. You've had a lot of negative data points out on the managed care stocks with UnitedHealth and then Humana as far as the medical cost ratio is concerned. So that will be watched for ELV. And then after the close, you have Crown Castle, CSX, IBM, Lam Research, Las Vegas Sands, ServiceNow, SL Green, and Tesla, and United Rentals. And there's a lot of other news out, so definitely take a look at the piece. There's chatter about a potential 30-day ceasefire in Gaza. I'll have to see if that comes to pass. Not really seeing a big move in oil this morning off of that. But definitely take a look at the piece because there's a lot more information. And thank you everyone for listening.